Welcome back to Tonia's Kitchen on 1350 KSRO. My next guest is long considered one of the world's foremost authorities on baking. Nick Malgieri joins me today talking about his brand new book called Bread. Let's get a few tips on baking bread from Nick Malgieri.
How you doing today, Nick?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Well, I have just been one of your biggest fans from the beginning. You've done so many books and have helped so many people in the kitchen.
Thank you.
This new book we're talking about today is called Bread, and it's fabulous. So tell me about your thoughts on creating this one compared to everything
else. Well, I'll tell you, this was book number 11, and I have to say it was as much work as the first set all put together, because bread is something, you know, that I aspired to as opposed to having it be something that was part of my professional formation.
Yeah.
And that coupled with the fact that nowadays people are getting very fussy about their bread again, which is wonderful because, you know, we had 50 years of bread in the United States sinking to the lowest kind of industrially made dreck.
Yes.
And what's been happening in the past 20 years or so, even a little bit longer in some places, people are waking up to both making and consuming really good bread again. So I had to make sure that the breads that I was developing certainly measured up to those kinds of standards. And the part of the book that was the, I guess, 60-odd recipes for different kinds of breads was a question of testing and retesting. And, you know, with bread, it's all proportions. It's sitting with the calculator for an hour and then getting a migraine and then saying, you know, why can't I just be making cookies? But that was, you know, it was a great learning experience for me. And I have to say, I was thrilled with the way the breads turned out. But another aspect of this book, well, there are three other aspects. One is the fact that there are also sweetened breads and also what we call yeast risen cakes, like panettone and different kinds of breakfast buns. And there are also both savory and sweet recipes that use bread as an ingredient. So that's about kind of a half and half part of the book. Half the bread formulas and the, expanded to simple breads and slow rise breads and sourdough. Oh, you should have seen the dozens of plastic containers of the sourdough in different stages of development.
No kidding.
At a certain point, I said to myself, all I can say is thank heaven for magic markers, or I wouldn't know what was going on here.
Oh, that is so funny. You know, it like becomes a chemistry experiment almost, doesn't it?
Well, it is a little bit, but the one thing I always tell people is it's not like studying for a biochemistry exam.
True.
You can make good bread at home without knowing all of that pseudoscientific mumbo jumbo. And what I did was try to explain it in really accessible terms. And Julia Child once said something that I think is very good. She said, you know, I won't do anything in the kitchen if I don't know why. And telling people why you're doing a particular step in a formula is important. But I like to say that, or I like to think that I told those things and I wrote those things in accessible terms.
Well, it's so true. And I think that's what you do with this book. You break it down and you make people realize that, you know what, it's not really that hard to make bread. Now, I have a couple different questions. Well, actually, I have a lot. I don't think we have enough time for all the questions I have.
Well, let's try.
Well, first of all, do you prefer baking bread with a machine or with your hands?
Either is good. With a machine, if you mean using an electric mixer as opposed to putting everything together by hand. I like the electric mixer as long as you have a stand mixer that has a paddle and a dough hook, because today's bread doughs are much, much softer than they were in the past, with the result that you really aren't kneading the way bread recipes in the United States were, say, 30 and 40 years ago. You know, I remember a typical instruction in a bread recipe from back then was adding flour and continuing to knead until the dough is smooth and elastic. And you get this really kind of dense, heavy wad of dough that bakes up into something that has a totally uninteresting kind of a texture.
Because you were really working it so much, it got tough.
Well, not so much working it, but, you know, that adding flour part, you don't want to do that.
Interesting.
You know, you add a little flour, obviously, when you scrape your dough out of the bowl and you go to form it, you need to put a little flour on the work surface or else the dough is going to stick. Especially nowadays with softer doughs.
So now what about bread machines then? These bread machines that are out there?
A bread machine is fine. I love bread machines for two reasons. They have made bread flour much more widely available than ever before, as well as the kind of very finely granulated active dry yeast or instant yeast that bread machines need to function, because don't forget, with a bread machine, you throw everything in and turn it on.
Right.
You don't mix the yeast with liquid first, as you do in most standard bread formulas. So that's great. I would say, if you have a bread machine and you want to use it for making, say, hamburger rolls or pita bread or a focaccia, that's great too, because what you can do is mix the dough in the bread machine, and you can also give it that initial rising that we call bulk fermentation, you know, where the whole piece of dough has to double in bulk before you continue. But of course, then if you don't want to be content with that kind of funny looking cube that comes out of the bread machine, then you need to take the dough out and shape it according to the way the recipe tells you to do.
Let's talk a little bit now about yeast, because you also provide beautiful pictures in your book, and you show samples of different ingredients and equipment and how to do this and how to do that. But, you know, sometimes the whole yeast thing can be really, I don't know if mystifying is the word.
Yeah, you know what? Yeast is intimidating. It's really funny. Sometimes if I'm bored, I'll Google the name of one of my recipes and see how many people have put it on their website.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things was, I guess a few books ago, I had a quick brioche dough that was made in the food processor. And I scrolled down to the recipe that was on somebody's website, and most of the comments were, "Ooh, you attempted something that has yeast in it, how brave." I mean, I don't know why people think that. One of the things that can be problematic in using yeast is 99% of the recipes that are out there call for adding yeast to warm liquid.
Right.
And if the liquid's too hot rather than just a little bit warm, it's going to annihilate the yeast. It's going to kill the yeast as soon as it goes in.
So what do you do?
So at your very first stage of the formula, you have a failure. So what I did was I experimented with using room temperature liquid.
Ah.
And, you know, it works really well if you mix the dough according to the instructions. Because what happens when you're mixing dough, either kneading it or you're mixing it by machine, is the friction of mixing warms up the dough slightly. So it's going to get up to a temperature where the yeast is going to feel nice and warm and in an environment where it can start to ferment.
Explain to people what proofing is when you read that recipe.
See, it's all about rising. Your initial rising of the dough, I just said, is bulk fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
Proofing is what occurs when you form your loaf or rolls or, you know, spread your focaccia dough on the pan. And then what happens at that point, that last rising that you give the dough before it goes into the oven is called proofing. In the past, proofing was also used to describe stirring yeast into warm liquid with a pinch of sugar and waiting until it got bubbly. You know, every package of yeast has an expiration date on it. That's years before the real expiration for the yeast. So, I mean, doing that is really not as critical as it might have been at one time.
I'm talking with Nick Malgieri about his brand new book called Bread, getting a few tips on baking bread and how easy it really can be. I hope you'll check out our website, toniaskitchen.com, to find out more about this book and win yourself a copy. Nick will be back a little bit later on to share some recipes from this beautiful book called Bread. Coming up next, do you know what a Kogi truck is? We'll get all the details from Chef Roy Choi coming up next on Tonia's Kitchen on 1350 KSRO.